gotta be this or that.
This week's panelists, author Jerry Nachman and San Francisco Chronicle music critic Joshua Cosman. And here's your host, Dana Rodriguez.
Thank you very much, David, and welcome everybody to Minds Over Matter. We hope you are having a lovely weekend, and if you are, we'll put an end to that over the course of the next hour, because Minds Over Matter is an audience participation quiz program, so of course we welcome your participation. A lot of our lines are open right now. It's a great time to call in. If you have a question for us, if you'd like to wait a couple minutes, we'll give you a question to call in about and with an answer, hopefully. So we'll be covering current events, movies, history, literature, geography, television, radio, and just about everything else. Again, it's an audience participation program, so we want your participation. It's very important. Just to remind you of the numbers, that is area code 415-841-4134. That is 415-841-4134. We also have a toll-free number, 866-798-8255, 866-798-8255. And also want to remind you of our email address, which is mindsovermatter. And remember, it's not mind over matter, it's mindsovermatter, MINDSOVERMATTER, all strung together, one word, mindsovermatter at yahoo.com. We love your emails. We don't read them during the show, but we enjoy reading them just the same. If you'd like to listen to the show online, you can do that anywhere in the world, simply by going to kalw.org. That's kalw.org. And if you'd like a podcast of the show, it should be available reasonably soon after our little evening draws to a close at kalw.org. You can listen to your voice in case you called in. So where are my voice? And so we're going to start with a round of introductions and then a round of questions. And here's the first, Jerry Nachman, known to crab about certain things, for sure, ate a crab louie last week and is still here to tell about it. I added the it, Jerry, because you didn't have an it at the end.
Oh, good.
If you don't mind.
Very,
a
very
license there.
Good job. Yeah, okay. Thank you. Okay. Well, excuse me. Josh Cosman watched the New York Times virtual reality video this morning, and now he keeps turning around expecting to find a Sudanese refugee standing behind him.
Won't be long.
And our moderator, Dana Rodriguez, offered Ben Carson a full scholarship to Minds Over Matter. But Ben said he had to talk to General Westmoreland first.
All right. So that is us. So begin. Before we send it over to Jerry, Josh wants to mention an upcoming event.
Oh, thanks, Dana. I appreciate it. Yeah. Anyone who's listening to this who's interested in puzzles or word games, my friend and partner, colleague Henry Pichotto, and I have been contributing the cryptic crossword to The Nation magazine for the last 4 years. And The Nation magazine, of course, the KALW of left-wing journals, is celebrating its 150th anniversary this year with a series of events around the country. We're going to be doing one this week, this Wednesday night, at the Women's Building in San Francisco at 18th and Guerrero. We're going to have an evening of teaching people to do the cryptic crosswords. If you've ever had any interest in learning how to do those, This is your chance.
Sounds interesting.
Wednesday at 7 o'clock at the Women's Building. There's information at the Nation website, thenation.com/events. I'll be there, and Henry Pichotto, and we'll be playing games and doing word puzzles for a couple hours.
All right. And I think The Nation pays you almost as much as we do here.
Yes, it's true.
Okay. And so we'll begin the questioning with, now, Jerry Nachman.
Okay. excuse me. What movie holds the record for the most extras used in one scene?
In one scene?
One single scene?
What's that question?
That's your reading of it.
Yeah. Maybe more than one.
How about Spartacus?
Anyway. No.
Do you have a number?
Yeah, 300,000.
What?
Hard to believe.
That's before CGI.
CGI, yeah.
Maybe I misread it. Maybe it's 30, but I think it's 300 sounds like an awful lot.
300,000 sounds like a lot, huh?
Yeah, maybe. Well, anyway, it's
maybe
still
it's
the
30,000.
Record.
Right. Maybe it's 3,000.
The fact that you said 300,000 makes me, I'll take a guess on it. Is it Gandhi?
Yes.
Oh,
why did that give you?
Because they had these massive crowd scenes, and I think in India, you can get together 300,000 people a little bit easier than you could in some places.
Yeah, it was for the funeral scene.
Yeah,
actually.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Very good.
Good.
Okay. Okay. Did I ask this last week or a couple weeks ago? What famous political leader got his false start as an extra next to Esther Williams in a movie?
No, you never asked that.
I didn't, okay.
All right.
What famous political leader got his start, actually didn't turn out to be a start, but a job as an extra next to Esther Williams? The movie is Bathing Beauty.
Just to clarify, when you say he got his start, does that mean that...
He didn't get a start because he didn't go
in the movie.
Oh, because
he didn't go on in the movies,
he
is
went
what
into
you're
this,
saying.
He went into politics.
Another... Politics.
Yeah, I said political leader.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, so not Ronald Reagan or somebody.
No.
Somebody who never had a career in movies, is what you're saying.
But wanted to have a career.
That's what I'm trying
but
to say.
But wanted to have a career in music. In
well,
movies.
Yes, at one point, yeah.
Let's put our heads together. What year is Bathing Beauties? I mean, I don't even know. Is that
44.
Is that
44? Yeah.
So this is somebody who's... Oh, wait a minute. Next to Esther Williams in the pool. So I'm thinking of a dude, but it's a gal. It's Dianne Feinstein.
No, it's not a gal.
Oh, no?
Gold in my ear.
I don't think so.
Oh.
She did a mean swan dive.
But you didn't say it was a man. You didn't specify.
No.
But now he is.
No, I am.
He's saying it's a guy. It's a guy, a man.
All right. Well, political leader wanted to be in the movie.
Well, is he still alive today?
Yeah.
All right. Then the only one I can think of right offhand that wanted to be in the movies and didn't make it was Fidel Castro.
Correct.
Wow.
Yeah. He did?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Is this before or after the baseball thing didn't pan out?
Yeah, before,
he wanted
I guess.
To be a baseball player.
Yeah, he wanted to be a baseball player. He wanted to be a lot of things.
Yeah, and he had to settle for...
Revolutionary.
Politics.
Okay.
You actually knew about his... Movie career, huh?
No,
short-lived as
well,
it was.
You said he was still alive, and so...
See, I shouldn't answer your questions.
Well, no, Josh asked you.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm sneaky that way.
All right. Let's take a call.
Yeah, Castro.
All right, let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds of Matter.
Kevin City.
Hello.
Alan, here's I got two questions.
Mm-hmm.
Alan Greenspan used to play, so before he became,
Alan Greenspan. Alan Greenspan.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Yeah, before he played with Henry Jerome's band. What instrument did he play?
He played. I want to say the saxophone.
Yes, you're right.
Yeah, because I think he still plays the saxophone.
Yeah.
According to Andrea Mitchell.
Let's see. My second question. Right. You know, a couple of days ago, George Barisat, you know, the car customizer.
Mm-hmm.
His probably his most famous creation was the Batmobile. What the? Let's see. It was you named the car. It was a customized version of
the Batmobile.
Yeah, the Batmobile. It was actually a customized version of a show car.
Oh, so what was the model? What was the original car that he made it out of?
Well, it was actually a show car. It was from it was a Lincoln. I'm only going to give you that. I'm not going to give you the model name.
Oh well, Lincoln. Well, it wasn't a Continental. It was
it definitely wasn't a Continental. The two seater.
Lincoln. Oh, a two-seater Lincoln, really?
Yeah.
Gosh, I don't ever remember a two. I'm sure there were, but I can't ever.
Yeah, but it was never a production.
Oh, all right. I don't know. I don't think we know them.
You don't know? It was a Lincoln Futura.
Oh.
Futura.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Don't know that car.
Yeah.
Thanks, Garrett.
Thanks, Garrett.
Yeah.
And Josh, it's your turn.
Okay. I've got some excerpts here from the rules of classic board games. I'm going to give you a sentence or two from the rules. You tell me what the game is.
Okay, these are classic board games.
Oh, yeah.
Not the kind you play.
Both.
Oh, all right.
I mean, no, they're not. Yeah, they're ones everybody knows.
This is like Clue, Monopoly kind of stuff.
Something like that.
All right.
All right. I got six of them. I'll read them all out, and then you can ponder them.
All right,
number one, never remove your hand or foot from a circle unless you're directed to by the referee after a spin.
Well, no. That's the...
Oh, you got it?
That's the...
Boggle?
No, it's not Boggle. No, it's the one where everybody puts their limbs...
Oh, yeah,
one person doesn't know.
Squirming around the floor, yeah.
All right, number two, you must always have at least two armies in the territory you're attacking from.
Ooh.
Number three, the rooms in opposite corners of the mansion are connected by secret passages. Number four, a player landing on this space does not receive any money, property, or reward of any kind. This is just a free resting place. Number five, sketches may not include letters or numbers. Sketching and guessing continues until the word is identified or until time is up. And number six, you can make your way to the other side of the board by cutting across the middle along the spokes.
Is three Clue?
The rooms in opposite corners of the mansion are connected by secret passages. Yes, that is Clue.
That was going to be mine. You stole my guess.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's the only one I know.
Is 5 Pictionary?
It is Pictionary.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say that. Yeah.
Yeah, good.
Okay.
And is 4 Monopoly?
It is.
Wow.
All right.
Very good.
So you better read the ones that haven't been.
So the ones that Dana didn't get were, never remove your hand or foot from a circle unless you're directed to by the referee after a spin.
Think of the name.
Number 2, you must always have at least 2 armies in the territory you're attacking from.
I think I played that.
And finally, you can make your way to the other side of the board by cutting across the middle along the spokes.
Is the one about the armies Risk?
It is Risk.
All right. I definitely need to play that.
Are these vanilla enough for you?
Yeah, they're vanilla.
Okay.
Not for me.
I left the Settlers of Catan rules at home.
Good. I'm really glad about that. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Ever Matter.
Hi, this is Colette in Bernal Heights, San Francisco.
Hi, Colette. We knew Bernal Heights was in San Francisco. You didn't have to specify that
well,
far.
Maybe everybody doesn't.
All right.
Okay, what president got in trouble in high school for exploding a toilet seat with firecrackers?
George W. Bush?
I was going to say, who else could it be?
George Bush?
No.
High school.
Uh-huh.
High school. Is this a 20th century president?
Yes.
Okay.
FDR?
No.
Who would be... Is this somebody who we would not think of as a prankster?
No. He probably would...
And where did he do this?
In high
school?
It's not Jimmy Carter, I can tell you that.
Bill Clinton.
Or Hoover.
No.
Clinton? No? Oh.
Okay. How about Ronald Reagan?
No.
Oh.
Well,
we're just guessing.
Yeah, we're just guessing.
We're just guessing.
John Kennedy.
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah.
That makes sense.
That makes sense,
yeah,
of makes course. Sense.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
All right. A couple of questions here. What are the 2 most common film titles of all time? They're very simple. One is a single word, and the other is 2 words.
And then the 2 word is the first word, the?
Yes.
Okay.
Very good. So what are the 2 most common film titles of all time?
Huh.
One is a single word, and the other is 2 words, and the first word is the.
The most common...
Well, you say Calvin, like there have been 7 or 8 movies with this title?
Oh, many, many more than that.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I mean, we're talking over a period of 100 years.
I know. Yeah.
And it could be short films and it could be feature films.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's hard to think of something that's so...
Yeah.
Because Yeah, I don't know. I don't want to think about it. Chew up too much of your time here.
Two most common film titles of all time? One is a single word, and the other is 2 words. The first word is the. All right. Second question.
Can I just ask you one thing?
Yes.
Am I right in guessing that both of these titles are kind of general reference? I mean, in other words, the single one isn't Hamlet. It isn't like somebody made 50 movies.
It does
movies.
Not refer to a particular work.
That's what I thought.
Okay,
good.
So, there you go.
Good.
That's fine. I'm glad you specified that or asked a question about that. Second question, what 2 literary characters have been in the titles of the most films? What 2 literary characters have been in the titles of the most films?
And do they go together, or is it they just these are the 2 that tied for first place?
These are just the 2 that had them more than anybody else. They don't go together in the same title. I would be very surprised if they ended up in the same title.
Is one of them Shakespearean?
None of them are Shakespearean.
Okay. Interesting.
Literary characters whose names are part of the title.
Yes. Yes, of films.
Of films.
Just to clarify, I'll read it once more. What 2 literary characters' names have been in the titles of the most films?
How about Robin Hood?
Yes, Robin Hood is 1.
Woo-hoo!
Very good.
Wow.
Excellent.
Wow.
Good job.
Wow.
Yes.
I left you the hard one.
And that's way over, that's over 100, by the way.
I believe it, yeah.
Yeah. All right. So once more, what are the two most common film titles of all time? One is a single word and the other is two words. First word, the. And second question, what two literary characters have been in the titles of the most films? Josh got Robin Hood. Who is the other character?
Is that single word film title love?
Yes.
Love.
Okay. No, really?
Very good.
Wow.
Yes.
Well done.
Well done.
Well
yes.
done.
Okay. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Ever Matter.
Hi, is that me?
It is you.
It is Matt from Sonoma. I have an answer to the games rules question. The first one is, don't remove your hand, isn't that Twister?
It is Twister. That's exactly right.
That's right. There you go.
And did you get the third one? It was Clue?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, and I have some questions for you about state and province nicknames.
All right.
Okay, what are the only three states whose nickname does not include the state in it? You know, like the Garden State or the Golden State?
Well, Rhode Island is Little Rhodey.
Well, no, my list says it's the Ocean State.
Oh, all right. Well, a lot of these have but,
yeah,
different
more than
ones.
One nickname.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's see. That doesn't include the word state.
That's correct.
The word state?
The word state, like the Empire State, the Golden State,
yeah, okay.
the Sunshine State.
All right.
So, yeah, I knew these once.
What is that one? Land of Lovers? Is that Virginia?
No.
Land of Lincoln.
Land of Lincoln is Illinois.
No, but Illinois is the Prairie State.
Yeah, some of these tend to be like license plate slogans, but they're not actually the nicknames.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, let's see, the Granite State, the Bay State. We could do these. The Keystone State.
So I'm not supposed to think about what's on the license plates? Then?
Well,
sometimes. And sometimes not.
The Beaver State, the Badger State.
That was about my next question.
All right, go ahead. Go on the next one. We'll think about
Land
this.
Land of Enchantment.
There's one. There's two more.
That's
two
Arizona.
Right. Arizona is Land
there
of Enchantment.
There you go.
No, New Mexico.
New Mexico.
Yeah.
Arizona is the
almost.
Grand Canyon State.
All right.
But there's two others.
Okay.
I have, while you're thinking, I have questions about Canadian provinces, too.
Yeah, we're going to not do any better with those, but bring them. Let's see.
Well, there's two. It really surprises me. There's two Canadian provinces whose name does not include the word province. You know, like the Garden Province or the...
You mean the nickname or the...
Newfoundland.
The nickname.
Newfoundland.
Very good. And you know what the nickname is?
And Prince Edward Island.
No, Prince Edward Island is the Garden Province.
Oh, okay.
Newfoundland, the nickname is The Rock.
Okay.
Who knew?
Who knew?
But you're close for the other one.
So it's on the East Coast then?
Yeah, Maritime.
All right. Oh, yeah, okay.
Going back to the first question, is Alaska the last frontier, or did I make that
up? That's correct. That's one, and there's one other.
Oh, all right.
I'm trying to think of the other Canadian province. It's not Prince Edward. Newfoundland. What's the other one on the East Coast, the Canadian province?
I don't know Canadian provinces. You're on your own.
I can't think of it. I'm sorry.
It's Nova Scotia.
Nova Scotia.
It's Canada's ocean playground.
All right.
Who knew?
All right.
So we got New Mexico. We got Alaska. What's the third one we missed?
Virginia.
What's this?
The Old Dominion.
Old Dominion, of course.
Okay. All right. Good question.
Good question. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. And so I have some other questions about state mammals.
Save those for next week.
Okay. I'll call next week.
All right. Thanks a lot. And, Jerry, I think it's your turn.
Okay. Let's see. What is the primary purpose of the clapper at the start of each movie scene?
It's to sync the soundtrack with, isn't it? It gives a visual thing that the sound can sync to a very sharp...
It permits sound and image to be synchronized.
Good. Yeah.
Good.
Very good. Very good, gosh. Good. Okay, let me get... what is the longest kiss in movie history? 3 minutes and 5 seconds. And it was not in The Kiss.
Come on.
Silent movie.
We've heard this one before. This is a good standard.
Well, there's a very long one in Flesh and the Devil between Garbo and John Gilbert.
No.
That's not it. Okay.
3 minutes and 5 seconds.
And there's a long one between John Barrymore and Mary Astor and, what is it, Bill Brummel or Don Juan or one
no,
of
No, that's not it.
Okay. All right. Is it, can you answer, is it a silent film or a sound film? Do you know?
Sound.
Okay.
Is it an X-rated film?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Excuse me.
I don't know then.
Don't know.
Okay. All right, would you repeat the question, Jerry?
Okay, what is the longest kiss in movie history? 3 minutes and 5 seconds.
All right. And you are listening to Minds Over Matter. We are here every Sunday at 7 p.m.
I wonder if that was all one take.
It might have been. Yeah. You're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7. Hope you're enjoying the show. Our panel tonight is well-known Bay Area author Jerry Nachman from the San Francisco Chronicle, their music critic Joshua Cosman, and I'm your moderator, Dana Rodriguez. And, of course, you are listening to us on 91.7 FM. That's KALW, your local public radio station. Just to remind you of the numbers here to call the show with a question or answer, 415-841-4134. 415-841-4134 or toll free 866-798-8255, 866-798-8255. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi there, this is Kevin in Panama.
Hi, oh, Kevin. Still in Panama, huh? Okay.
I'm still hanging out here.
All right.
I got a couple questions, but let me try a couple answers first. One of the games that's left mentions something about spokes in the center. I can't remember the exact direct description, but I'm going to guess trouble.
No, good guess, but that's not right.
And then for the most common literary character in the title of movies, how about Dracula?
That's correct. Oh. Dracula. Very good.
Okay, so for you guys, I have a key question here. I'm going to give you two women who I want you to give me their married names and two TV characters, women, I want you to give me their maiden names. Okay?
Okay.
So, Edith Bunker.
Ooh.
Gloria Bunker. Edith Bunker is the hard one.
Mm-hmm.
Gloria Bunker. Roseanne Conner.
Well, you want their married name?
Gloria.
That's an easy one.
All right.
That's the only one I got. Wait, what was the fourth one before you jump in? Edith Bunker, Gloria Bunker, Roseanne Conner.
What are we looking for? I missed that part.
He wants the two maiden names for the first two. Their maiden names, or am I right about
no,
that?
No, Gloria Bunker's married name is Gloria Stivick.
That's right.
Okay, I'm
so
sorry.
We need, Edith Bunker's maiden name.
I'm
okay.
Sorry. That I do.
Roseanne Conner's maiden name, and then the married name of Margaret Houlihan.
Penobscot.
There you go. That's good.
Who's Penobscot?
She married an officer named Penobscot.
Oh, right.
Donald Penobscot.
I'm looking for Edith Bunker's maiden name.
I have no idea on that.
That must have come up once in.
Yeah, I don't know.
10 years.
And Roseanne Conner's maiden name. I never saw that show, so I don't
know. I was hoping you would ask Lucy's. Lucy's.
What is hers?
McGillicuddy.
Oh. Okay.
I'm sorry. So we don't know. We still don't know Edith's name.
I'll just leave them out there.
Okay.
Edith's going to be tough, and then the maiden name of Roseanne Conner.
Okay.
Good question.
All right. So you want us to put you on hold?
Sure.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Bye.
And Josh, it's your turn.
Okay. So this is a question that I sent once to Will Shortz for him to use on his Sunday radio show, but he didn't use it, so I'm going to bring it here because we don't have high standards like Will does. There are two countries in South America, neighboring countries, and if you write out their names in order, you can read a third country's name across the border between the two countries. It's not a so. In other words, because France and Germany are bordering, if you put France next to Germany, and if you know C E G E R were a country's name, that would be written across the border of those two countries. Okay. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Good. What are the countries?
You said these countries had a common border?
These are two countries in South America that actually border each other, and if you write out the two names, you know, next to each other the way they are in real life, and read across, you'll get the name of a third country, which is not actually in South America.
That's very much of a Will Shortz question.
Yeah, I thought so.
Whose questions I cannot understand, let alone the answers.
I get this one.
But okay. No chance for the
I can probably figure it out, but I'd have to write out. A bunch of stuff.
Well,
how many letters in the country's name that you're looking for?
Tell 5.
Chile.
No, it's not. The 5-letter country that spans these two is not in South America. The two neighboring countries are in South America.
Okay.
But the country whose name
is
runs
Argentina
across
one of the countries.
I'm not going to give you partials. I'm going to let you work on it.
All right. What did you ask?
I just asked if Argentina was one of the countries.
This is too very way.
South, there's not that many countries
for
in South
modest,
America.
Well,
they
quite
don't.
A few,
and
but,
no, there's 12.
Yeah, well, that's quite a few to think about.
Yeah, but you know,
all right.
Chile and Suriname don't border each other, so you can rule those
this
out right
true.
Away.
This is true. All right.
All right.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Big Radula in the Carnero.
Hi.
I'd like to give you a list of 7 people, and if you could tell me what they have in common.
Okay.
Richard Attenborough. Mm-hmm. James Cagney. Mm-hmm. Charles Lawton. Joel McRae. John Ford. Alfred Hitchcock. And Sir C. Aubrey Smith.
Huh. All right.
Who was that last one?
Sir C. Aubrey Smith.
Yep.
Richard Attenborough, James Cagney. Go over the whole list once
okay.
more.
Okay. Richard Attenborough, James Cagney, Charles Lawton, Joel McRae, John Ford, Alfred Hitchcock, Sir C. Aubrey Smith.
Is it a biographical or a career?
It's personal.
Personal.
Can somebody educate me about who Sir C. Aubrey Smith is?
A well-known British character actor, tall,
famous,
always playing army
guy.
Officers.
All right, let me rephrase the question. Could somebody educate me without starting by saying well-known or famous so as to make me feel small?
No, it wasn't. You would reckon, if you saw
Aubrey
him,
Smith,
you would know.
You would
all, right.
know
yeah. all right, okay. What's true of all of them?
Okay.
Had his big, prominent nose and big mustache.
Yeah.
And
all right.
He played dignitaries.
So this is biographical, you say?
Yeah, I mean, it's...
Personal,
it's
he said.
A personal... Yeah, something personal that applies to all of them.
Hmm.
They're all born on the same day.
No.
They're all left-handed.
Not to my knowledge.
Okay.
Well, a few of them are English, but some of them are not. You have to give us something else, I guess. Joel McRae. Did they all co-star with somebody?
No.
Cagney.
Let's see. I'll give you a number. I don't know if this really helps, but 50.
50.
50 plus.
Mm-mm.
50. I guess.
What's the number of movies that they made?
No.
Mm. 50 plus. I'm sure there's something very obvious here that I'm just not seeing. John Ford, Alfred Hitchcock.
Don't know.
I'm sorry, I don't know.
Okay, they were all married to only one spouse for over 50 years.
That is noteworthy.
Take a shot at who was married the longest and how many years?
Well... Joel McRae and Frances D. were married in the early 30s, and they were...
They're still married today?
No, they're both dead, but they, I think, up until the end of the century, practically, they were married.
Joel McRae was 57.
57, okay. 57 years, you mean?
Yeah. And there are 3 higher than that.
Oh, okay. I don't know anything about Sir C. Aubrey Smith in terms of how long he was married. Of course, he lived to be in his 80s,
85,
I think.
85. He died in 1948.
Of course, Hitchcock was married to Alma Reville.
He barely made it over to the 50.
Okay. Richard Attenborough, I don't know. Cagney was... Yeah, no, I'd have to know. I don't know.
Okay, well, number one was Richard Attenborough, 69 years. Mm-hmm. James Cagney was 63, and Charles Laughton, 62.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. So. Okay. I'm sorry we didn't do better with that.
Well, you know, I'd like to get you every now and again. Every time I call in, you usually nail it. So.
Okay. Well, I'm glad
it's a good feeling.
I'm glad
we didn't come close to nailing this one.
I'm glad I was able to humble myself for you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right. I think it's my turn. Let's see here. Okay. Well, I don't know if I should ask this question. Josh is going to knock all this off, so maybe I should just limit you to one.
I'll hold back.
All right. Okay. I have seven countries here that have an and in their names.
Okay.
See? An and? Yeah.
An and in their official name. Yes.
You mean a part of their name or and something?
No, no. It's a separate word.
Really?
So, yes. There are seven countries that have an and in their official name. And I want you to tell me what they are. So, Josh, you give an example.
So, for example, St. Kitts and Nevis is a country.
Never heard of it.
Okay. All right. There you go.
I'm just making the list here.
All right. So now Josh has given you a perfect example. There are seven countries that have an and in their official name, and St. Kitts and Nevis is one of them.
I'm not going to get any of these, so you can forget about me.
Well, right. There's only one of them in Europe, and you've heard of it. So
yes.
Go for the European one.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I doubt it. Okay. I never heard of this. No, I don't.
Well, think about why it has an and. It's because there were different provinces and states, and they kind of are jockeying around, and then they say, let's be a country together, you and me. We could make a team.
Herzegovina and...
There you go.
And Bosnia.
Very
That's
good, Jerry.
Right. Well done.
You got it. Bosnia
That's it.
And Herzegovina.
Thank you for the clue.
Sure.
Yes. Josh.
All right. So what are the others there? Countries that have an and in their names.
I see. Okay.
Okay. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
I see. So I have a question about the current Republican candidates. So brain surgeon Ben Carson, said the pyramid was built by Joseph to store grains.
Of course.
Of course, right. So I'm going to give you the prophets, the Hebrew prophets. One is Abraham, second Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph. Which one came first? Which one came last?
Abraham.
The one you just said them in the right order. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph.
Perfect. All right. So well,
you get the credit. You said them in the right order.
Okay. Well, I'm just tricking you a bit. Okay. So Abraham made it to Egypt. Nobody knows really exactly how many years before the pyramid were built. The last one was built about 4650. 4,650 years ago, say about 2650 B.C., when do you think Abraham made it to Egypt? He was the first one. By the way, it's a really funny story, because that time the Egyptians forbade any couples, any Hebrew couple to come to Egypt. They didn't want to have them have babies and all that. So what did Abraham introduce his wife Sarah as?
Stop, you're killing me.
He introduced her as his sister.
His sister, perfect.
Good job.
Perfect. Good job. And then what happened to the Pharaoh when he saw Sarah? She was supposed to be really pretty girl. By the way, her name really was Soraya.
Yeah, but it wasn't...
She changed her name when she had Isaac. So what the Pharaoh wanted...
It's not the Pharaoh, though. It's Avimelech at that point, isn't it?
No, it was Pharaoh. The Pharaoh himself wanted to do something with Sarah. What did he want to do with her?
This is a family station. We can't say
one
on the air what...
One can only imagine.
That's what he wanted to do.
What happened to the Pharaoh? He got ill.
He got a social disease.
So the question is, how many years before, after the pyramid was built, roughly, approximately? You can shoot
2,000.
Most of the last one was Ramesses II, 3,200 years ago.
Who knows? Okay.
So let us say 3,500 years.
Sure.
Abraham set foot, yeah. How many years before, after the pyramids were built? What do you say?
No,
let's say 1,000.
1,150 years.
Well,
I was pretty close.
Yeah,
sure.
Another very, very... Last week, I answered the question about elements named after from Arabic. And one of them was sulfur from the yellow. The word yellow means sulfur.
Mm-hmm.
And the second one, boron, which is from the Arabic word for lightning. But also Barack, it also like Barack Obama or the guy from Israel, Barack, it has two meanings. One is lightning, the other one means blessing. So if God ever want to bless you, he would zap you with lightning, and that's blessing, I mean, as they say. The essential, though.
Different letters.
Right. Not the same letters, actually.
Mm-mm.
Okay, but what about the origin of the word chemistry? Where does it come from?
Oh. Is it a
chemise? Because you do it in your underwear.
Is it
alchemy? No.
Is it a god or a ruler's name that it comes from?
No, it's a country name. It's a country name.
Oh, C H E M.
No, I'll swear to you, they had no vowel in this country. So it was KMT, and actually, it's the name of the country until today, but it's called by different names. One is by Arabs, one by the Greek.
Okay.
But the actual name of the country is KMT, Kemet.
Oh. Oh, wait. This has come before. No, I'm sorry. What is it?
Okay, if you go to Cal, they have one of the best Egyptology department in the whole world. And they have a lot of papyrus and also a lot of writing and one magazine called Kemet. Egypt.
All right.
So the true name of Egypt is Kemet.
Okay.
Egypt is Greeks, and Masr, what you call it, is Arabic word. It does not at all. It's not at all the name of the Egyptian country, the Greek country that is Egypt.
All right. Thanks, Ed. And let's see. Jerry, I think it's your turn.
Okay. Wake me up. Let's see. Okay. What do these people have in common?
They've been married for a long time.
Another one of those.
Yeah. Good.
David Bowie, Albert Brooks, Ray Charles. Michael Keaton, and that's it.
Whoa.
David Bowie, Albert Brooks, Ray Charles, and Michael Keaton.
When you say that's it, you mean you don't feel like giving us any more?
No,
or
that's
a complete.
That's all I have.
But it's not like those are the only people who.
Not by any.
So, A, I don't know. But B, I have a guess that applies to the two of the first two, which is that those are both stage names, because Bowie's name was Jones and Brooks's name was Einstein.
That's correct. They all changed their name because another celebrity already had their name.
Oh.
That is Davy Jones. Albert Brooks was
Albert Einstein.
Albert Einstein.
So that was an easy call.
Yeah.
Ray Charles was Sugar Ray Robinson. Yeah, Sugar Ray Robinson. I guess his name was Ray Charles. Is that? No, that would
other
be
way
the,
around.
Other way, the other way around.
And who was Michael Keaton?
Michael Douglas.
Oh.
Oh, all right.
And then Stuart Granger I left out because you know that.
That was James Stewart.
James Stewart,
right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good.
And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7 p.m. If you'd like to join us with a question or answer, the number is area code 415-841-4134 or toll free 866-798-8255. We are past halfway mark, so let's repeat any questions that haven't been answered yet. Jerry.
Well, I'm still looking for the name of the movie that had the longest kiss in it, 3 minutes and 5 seconds, the 1940 movie. Oh, I shouldn't have told that. That always, immediately.
1940
movie, yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Is that it?
That's it.
I'm looking for the two neighboring South American countries that if you spell out their names next to each other, you can read another five-letter country name across the two names. And of the rules from the games, we still got one last one to go. What game had... This sentence comes from the rules to what game? You can make your way to the other side of the board by cutting across the middle along the spokes.
Okay. And the two most common film titles of all time, they got the second one, which is Love. The first one is two words.
I got it.
You got it.
I had nothing to do with it.
The first word of the remaining one is The. So what is the fill in the blank there?
How about the world?
No.
The people?
No.
Okay.
And let's see. The countries. There are 7 countries in the world that have an and in their official names. So far we have 2 answers, St. Kitts and Nevis, and Bosnia and Herzegovina. What are the others? And that is it for me. Okay.
So, Josh, I think it's your turn.
All right. I asked you this once years ago, but it's still good. Rolling Stone magazine has a list of 500 greatest songs of all time. What is the only song on that list that is not sung in English?
La Bamba.
Yeah.
Is that
okay.
right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah. No.
Come up.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was going to say Nell Blue, De Pinto De Blue.
Oh, well, that's
you know, that's not bad.
That's good. That's good. That's good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let me ask you this. I got a two-parter. Economists are talking now about a group of countries called the BRIC countries, B-R-I-C, which they think are going to be among the world's dominant economies by 2050. What are those four countries? And a follow-up. Between the 60s and the 90s, there was a group called the Four Asian Tigers that were the big boom economies in the national on the international scene. What were the four Asian Tigers?
Well, so, BRIC is India and Brazil.
India, China, and R would be what?
Brazil, India,
Brazil,
China.
What would R be? R.
What is R?
Mauritania. No.
No, no. Not it's not Romania either.
No. R. What's the big R country?
Russia.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yes. Right. Brazil, Russia, India, China are the BRIC countries. What are the four Asian tigers from the 60s through the 90s that were the big growth
spurts?
Well,
it's Singapore, Singapore, South Korea. I don't think the Philippines was one. So is Indonesia one?
No.
All right. But Singapore, I think
Singapore and
South
Korea are correct.
Yeah, all right.
What are the other two big growth economies in Asia, let's say in the latter half of the 20th century?
All right. Okay. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, yeah. This is David from Oakland.
Hi, David.
Hi. I have a few answers.
Okay.
For the countries with and, Trinidad and Tobago?
That's correct.
Okay. And then for the last board game is the Trivial Pursuit.
That's correct.
Oh,
Trivial Pursuit.
All right.
Well done.
Good job.
Okay. The country in South America, it was you looking for the last three letters and the first two letters, not the other way around?
No, it could be either way. It's actually
Because if it's not the first three letters and the last two letters of another word, because it's like Nauru. Argentina and Uruguay would be Nauru.
See,
well done.
I was
yes.
right about Argentina.
That That's the one I'm looking
at. Chile and Argentina would be China if it was the first.
Oh, I see. That. I didn't even think of
oh,
that.
Good
oh,
job
good.
On that.
Well
good
done.
Job.
Yes, Nauru was the one I was thinking of, but China
okay.
works on the outside. I like that.
Yeah,
I
wasn't sure which way when you were stating it.
Yeah, sorry. I hadn't even thought of the China thing.
Okay.
Give the man
and
two
then,
bells.
And then, oh, there you go. Well, yeah, I'm known to be dingy, so. And for the country, for the movie with the, is it The Wedding?
Oh, what a good guess.
For the most common film title?
Yeah.
No, not The Wedding.
Not The Wedding. I had Love, but I don't, the one with the, okay, escapes me.
All right.
Okay, and then I have a question for you. Actually, I've been waiting for Josh to be on, because this is, I used to exchange a couple of correspondences with Merle Regal.
Mm-hmm.
Since he passed, so a few wordplay things. This is kind of a wordplay thing. I don't know if it's really appropriate, but...
it's always appropriate. Wordplay is always appropriate.
Okay, so you know how Pig Latin works,
mm-hmm.
right? Okay, so I'm in an office, and I see a sign, and the sign has... I'll leave two blanks for you. But the second blank is Pig Latin for the first blank.
Got it.
And the sign says, please don't put blank in the blank.
So please don't put trash in the ash tray.
Very good. All right. You guys have a good night.
Good
oh,
job.
Oh, I thought there was going to be a series of those. All right.
No.
All right.
There you go. All
Thank
right.
you.
Thank
did
you know that, or did you figure it out?
I know what the words are in English that are also Pig Latin words.
Oh, okay.
There's a small group of them. There's about 8 or 10, and I use them in puzzles
okay.
all the time.
All right. All right, here's a film/geography question that should bring the show to a screaming halt.
Too much geography.
No, you can't have too much geography.
Yeah,
these six actors starred in films that had a state's capital as the title.
I love
full
this
title.
Question already.
Okay.
six actors that starred in films with a state's capital as the title. Okay, you got
so
it?
So you're looking for the movie title.
And that's all the total title is only the name of the state capital. So there's no the or and or anything. Okay, so mm-hmm. here are the six actors. Roy Rogers, Jane Wyman, Eleanor Powell, something for you, Jerry, Sally Field, Lily Tomlin, and Randolph Scott. Now, Randolph Scott is on there twice. So he has two.
So there's seven movies altogether.
Yeah, seven movies altogether. I'm sorry.
It's all right.
He's a state capital.
All state capitals. And only that's the full title is the name of the state capital. Hmm. So
Eleanor Powell's in a movie called Hawaii, I think. Oh, that's not the state capital. Honolulu, I'm sorry.
There you go.
Honolulu, I'm sorry.
There you go, Jerry.
Yeah.
Who is it? Eleanor Powell?
Yes, Honolulu. Good job. Okay, so once more, the other actors that starred in films with a state capital as the title of the film, Roy Rogers, Jane Wyman, Sally Field, Lily Tomlin, and Randolph Scott, who has two, actually.
All right. I wouldn't call Sally Field the star of the movie, but she certainly was in it, and that would be Lincoln.
That's right, Lincoln. That's good. Okay, good job. All right, so we're still looking for Roy Rogers, Jane Wyman, Lily Tomlin, Randolph Scott. Remember, Randolph Scott has two state capitals, two movies with state capital names. And think about that. All right, let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Peter in Glen Park.
Hi, Peter.
For the most common movie title, how about The Thing?
No.
Good guy.
Not that.
And I have a question.
Yes.
And I'm afraid it's, what do these names have in common?
Oh, well.
Good.
What the hey?
Emperor Alexander III.
Oh, of Russia?
Yes.
Okay.
Bismarck. The Prince of Wales.
Oh, wow.
And Goliath.
All right, so... which Prince of Wales are you talking about?
The Prince of Wales.
The current Prince of Wales. Charles?
We're not talking about people. We're talking about names.
Because I was going to say, maybe are they all hemophiliacs?
No.
Are they all ships?
Yes.
Okay.
Very good.
And they're all ships that were sunk or blown up?
Very good. They were battleships.
Battleships, yes. Bismarck, the Prince of Wales blew up. And was that the one against the Bismarck, the Grashmay?
No, the Prince of Wales blew up in the Malay Strait.
Malay Strait, okay.
Wait a minute, somebody named a battleship Goliath and then was surprised when it was blown up?
That's a British ship, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, it was torpedoed off of Gallipoli.
Okay.
I could have told them
and
that.
The only one I'm not familiar with is the Alexander III, and I don't know the story about that.
That was the main Russian battleship at Tsushima Bay.
Oh, right.
The Japanese got.
Okay. All right.
Very good.
Thank you.
Okay, Lily Tomlin, she was in Nashville.
Nashville, yes.
Yeah. Oh, very good. Nice.
Very good, Jerry.
Well, that's
see, you were doing better at this than you thought.
Yeah, and the ones that are left are all old school. You're going to get them. Yeah, I don't know any
Roy Rogers.
Rogers.
I don't know.
Okay, keep thinking.
Okay.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Chris in New York.
Hi, Chris.
So I have a few countries for you.
Okay.
I can think of Antigua and Barbuda.
That's right. Good.
Sao Tome and Principe.
That's very good.
And then this last one, I don't know. You said that Bosnia and Herzegovina was the only one in Europe. I don't know if it was only continental Europe, but I can think the full name of the UK is the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern
I agree Ireland. With you, and I had that on my list, so very good.
Oh, yeah, when I said
all
it was
right.
the only one, it was just...
round up a seven, that's all I have.
Good job.
It's the United Kingdom and Great Britain?
Great Britain and Northern Ireland, really.
Oh. That's one of the seven?
Yeah.
That's the one I couldn't think of. Okay.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right, that's all I got.
Okay. And
well, there's one left.
Yes. Do you want to take it?
I'll take it.
All right.
It's St. Vincent and the Grenadines.
That's
and my friend Laura Schoberg wrote a comic strip where he says, St. Vincent and the Grenadines says, we should have more countries that sound like the names of 60s soul bands.
One of your state capital titles must be Cheyenne. But I don't know who was. I'll say Randolph Scott.
No.
Oh, Roy Rogers.
No.
Okay. Jane Wyman.
Yes.
Really?
Yes, Jane Wyman. Jane Wyman and Dennis Morgan starred in Cheyenne, 1947, Warner Brothers.
Okay. I didn't quite get that.
All right. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hey, guys. It's Alec in San Francisco.
Hi, Alec.
I think you missed out a country with and in it. It's Scotland.
Very good.
Okay.
I can't believe someone didn't already say that. So my guess for the movie title is The Kiss.
That is correct. The Kiss.
The
excellent.
The Pit?
The Kiss.
Oh, The Kiss, of course.
The Kiss. Excellent.
I think one of the remaining Asian tigers was Taiwan.
That's correct.
Oh, very good.
And was another one Malaysia?
No.
Okay. Hong Kong wasn't a country at the time.
No, but Hong Kong is the fourth one.
Oh, it is? Oh,
yeah.
Okay, cool.
Excellent.
Well done.
More luck. So I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you five surnames, and you tell me what defines this group.
Surnames, okay.
Yep. Mantle, Cooper, Jones, Andrews, and Lodge.
When you,
yes.
What was the first one again, if you don't mind?
Mantle.
I mean, like in Mickey Mantle?
As in Mickey Mantle. So okay. It's Mantle, Cooper, Jones, Andrews, and Lodge.
So I don't know the that I'm right about the first three, but I know what the fourth and fifth one are, and the first ones might as well be it. These are characters in Archie comics.
That is correct.
Oh,
because Archie is Archie Andrews, and Veronica is Veronica Lodge. That was the giveaway, and
I think Lodge would be the giveaway.
Right. I'm glad that's why you put it last. And Betty, I think, is Jones, right?
No, Betty is Cooper.
Betty is Cooper, and Jughead is Jughead Jones, and Reggie
Mantle.
Reggie, huh?
Mantle.
Reggie Mantle.
Ah, great question.
Very good.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
I should have got that. It was my favorite comic.
I never would have pegged you for being an Archie guy.
I have hidden depths.
Yeah, I guess so.
Hidden shallows.
Yeah, that's more like it. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Hope you're enjoying the show. The number to join us is area code 415-841-4134. Or toll-free 866-798-8255. If you don't mind, I think you might get this right away, so I'm just going to throw it out. What is the state that has four consecutive consonants? The only state.
New Hampshire.
That's correct.
Oh.
Very good. Okay. See, I knew that was going to be easy. I think that's even come up before, but maybe not. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Thomas in Berkeley.
Hi, Thomas.
Randolph Scott wasn't in a movie called Santa Fe, was he?
He was in a movie called Santa Fe.
Of
Very
course,
good.
Of course, yes.
And that big 3-minute kiss?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Is that Notorious?
No.
Oh, okay. No. At least I got one bell.
1940. Yeah. All right, thanks, Thomas.
Thanks.
It sounds like a comedy to me, which just makes it unusual.
Do you have the people that are kissing?
Yes.
Is Rita Hayworth one?
No.
Is Olivia de Havilland one?
No.
All right. Okay.
One is an old-time name, and one is a name people will still remember. I mean, people know both of them, but one is, I think, of this old-time name.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Andrew in Oakland.
Hi, Andrew.
And, well, I got nothing left as far as answers. I had the Asian tigers and a couple other things.
Well, we'll give you a bell just for
a little time's sake.
Yeah.
Let me ask a question since it's timely.
All right.
On November 10th, 1975, so that's 40 years ago on Tuesday.
That's about as timely as we get on this show.
Wednesday.
All right.
Oh, sorry.
That night, there was a tragic event that was in the newspapers and on television the next day. Do you know what that is?
November 10th, 1975?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. November 10th, 1975.
Huh.
75.
Can you narrow it down a little bit?
Tell us where it happened.
The next clue is several months later, it was immortalized in one of the most haunting folk ballads ever written.
Oh. Not the Reuben James. Haunting folk ballad.
How about The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald?
The Wreck of the Edmund
Fitzgerald. Oh, no kidding. Very good. Very good.
Okay.
It was the thinking of the Edmund Fitzgerald was a Great Lakes freighter.
Yeah.
And it went down in a huge storm with, 26,000 tons of iron ore and 29 crew members.
Wow.
Interesting. Okay. Good question. Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Tom in Oakland.
Hi, Tom.
Hi. Was Randolph Scott, was he in a movie called Carson City?
He was in a movie called Carson City. Very good. We got both Randolph Scott ones now. Excellent. There's your bill.
Right on. And then what U.S. state has the word and in its official name?
Ooh.
Is it Rhode Island?
It is, yeah. And Providence Plantation.
Right.
Yeah. David says Maryland. But yes, Rhode Island. Yes, the plantations, a bit about the Providence plantations and blah, blah, blah.
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you.
And then I got one question. Hills of Eternity is a Jewish cemetery in Colma. What famous non-Jewish person is buried there?
James Arness. No.
No.
James Arness?
Oh, I'm sorry, a Western star.
Yeah, not a Western star, a real Westerner. It's Wyatt Earp.
Wyatt Earp.
Wyatt
yeah,
Earp
yeah,
is
yeah,
buried
yeah.
there with his wife, Jane.
Yep. Fantastic. Well, thanks
Good.
A lot, guys.
Thank you.
Was he Jewish?
No, but she was.
She was.
She was Jewish.
Oh.
So he's buried there with her. Yeah, he's...
I can't think of any Jewish cowboy heroes.
No. Bugsy Siegel is as close as we get.
Sheriff Mo Berg. all right, next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, Sparky Mack here. How are you all doing?
Hi.
Has anyone answered the Roy Rogers one?
No.
How about Hartford?
No. Nice try, though.
Hartford.
Thanks. All right, this one is mine.
Yes.
The Longest Kiss is from You're in the Army Now.
Correct, with?
Jane Wyman.
And? Who is kissing her?
Oh, gosh, I can't think of who that is.
Robert Young.
No.
No. Who is it, Jerry?
Regis Toomey.
Oh, all right.
Oh,
have you ever seen that movie? How did you know
I've
that?
I've seen that movie.
I had read about it somewhere.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I'm sorry, we got to run, Sparky.
That's it. We're done.
Okay. All right, time to clean up here. Jerry, what do we got?
He's just cleaned me up. So.
All right.
I'm clean, so I'm going to use my moments here to plug again our event for the nation. Wednesday night at the Women's Building in San Francisco. Come and learn to do cryptic crosswords with me and Henry Picciotto.
Okay. And Roy Rogers starred in a film called Sacramento.
Oh.
Of course.
And if we didn't get your call, we do apologize. Please remember that Minds Over Matter is here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Our panel tonight was well-known Bay Area author Jerry Nachman from the San Francisco Chronicle, Josh Cosman. Thank you very much, Josh.
Thank you.
Our thanks to David Latulippe for handling the board and phones. And my name is Dana Rodriguez. I've been your moderator. Thanks a lot for joining us this week, and we look forward to you joining us again next week. So take care, everybody. Bye-bye.
And the maiden names of Edith Bunker.
That's
was,
right. I'm sorry.
Ms. Baines and Ruth Ann Connor was Harris.
Thank you. Thank you, David.
Ain't wrong, you're right. If it ain't day, it's night. If you ain't sure, you might. It's gotta be this or that. If it ain't dry, it's wet. If you ain't got, you get. If it ain't gross, it's net. It's gotta be this or that. If it ain't sis, you can't miss.